Proclamation number 6165 of 15th of January, 1955. Spreading the Divine Love Doctrine important. Let all your concern be for the spreading of the Gospel, the Divine Doctrine of Love. It is about nothing else but the transformation of people to love. And they need only know that the commandments of love for God and neighbor must be fulfilled in order to achieve the purpose of their earthly life. An entry after death into the kingdom of light for eternal bliss. Although people do not believe in a continuation of life, they should nevertheless live a life of love, because this would already provide them with the evidence of what they cannot believe because they lack love. Every person has to admit that his knowledge is inadequate, that he is still faced with unsolved riddles concerning the meaning and purpose of his earthly life as well as of creation. And therefore every person can only be given the serious advice to kindle love within himself, because then it will also become light and bright within himself, because then many things will become understandable to him which are still incomprehensible to him without love. Every person should put this test to the test, and he would not regret in eternity having followed the advice, for only through love can he achieve that which will make him blissfully happy already on earth and one day in eternity. Love is the key to knowledge. Love is the key to the gate into the kingdom of light. Love is everything, light and strength and bliss. This is why only love should ever be preached, which the man Jesus made the content of his teaching when he lived on earth. He knew about the effects of a life of love, he knew about the hardship of people who live without love, he knew about the spiritual darkness which could only be broken through the working of love, because love itself is light which brightly illuminates even the darkest night. This is why he exemplified a life of love to people and called upon them to follow him. This is why he sent his disciples out into the world with the mission to proclaim the gospel. He only ever preached love and thus showed people the right path to truth and life. Humanity's in darkest night, it lives in confused thinking, in error and therefore in spiritual death. It only ever needs to be pointed out to them that their earthly life is pointless if they live without love, and that they can achieve the highest if they change. If they only ever think of the one who proclaimed the teaching of love and also lived it himself, darkness grows ever greater the closer it gets to the end, because love grows ever colder among people. And therefore everything should be done to bring people onto the right path, onto the path of love, which is to be followed in order to attain life. People should be encouraged to help where it is needed, to be patient and merciful. They should be mindful of their neighbor's hardship and not pass it by. They should render loving service to each other. They should endeavor to protect their neighbor from harm and regard him as a friend and brother who is entitled to loving care. For all people are children of one father, and for the sake of this father they should also love each other and thus fulfill the purpose of their earthly life, to change their nature, to change self-love into neighborly love and to provide their soul with the maturity which is necessary for a life in light, for a blissful life in eternity. Amen.